fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 28th day of June, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. A quick heads up, all you folks in Europe and Germany, France, England, Ireland, Poland, all those countries, if you want me to come and speak while I'm in Europe, get in touch with me. We'll work together to make that happen. I'll be arriving in Prague the 20th of July. And I'm scheduled to leave the 24th, but that can be changed. And if you want me to come and speak to your country, send me an email, and we'll talk and we'll make that happen. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you don't already, to get your ham radio training, your ham radio license, and your ham radio equipment. It literally could be a matter of life and death to have those skills and have that equipment if and when the time comes. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's an accomplished person in the areas of radio frequency engineering and computer technology, amateur archaeologist, weekly radio talk show host, and prolific author. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Here we are today again.
Here we are. Seems like it was just yesterday.
Absolutely. And I was going to ask you, can I go in your suitcase?
Well, I don't think my suitcase would quite fit you in there, Jim. unfortunately, I do have a Halliburton. It's a pretty good size Halliburton. But if you were about 4'11" and weighed 80 pounds, maybe. But you're a pretty good sized guy, yeah, so I don't think that would happen.
It just sounds like a wonderful trip. That's
well, it'll be fast in and out to get there the 20th and leave the 24th. So it'll be a whirlwind, and it could be longer if those folks in Europe want me to come and speak to their country or do private consultations. I will certainly do so, but that remains to be seen. Well, Jim. President Trump continues to make fools out of the mass media, doesn't he, sir?
You know, it's just beyond the pale at this point. It makes me sick to watch MSNBC or Rachel Maddow I mean, I saw her one day, and she was going, "What if?" And she created this scenario out of thin air, and she goes, "What if this happened? Then we would, you know." I mean, it was just like, oh my goodness, these people have nothing to report. There's nothing going on that they can say favorably. CNN just had three people quit because hours after they released, I don't know all the details, but 3 hours afterwards, they had three of their staff that had to quit because it was a totally made-up story, and they put it out.
Right.
And this is just, I mean, this is not new. I'm amazed, you know, they haven't let people go before.
Every journalism school has credit hours in ethics, and they obviously either skipped that part of journalism school or they're ignoring that training that all professional journalists have for ethics, for making sure that major stories are properly sourced and vetted, and
How about common sense?
Well, common sense should be part of it as well, obviously.
But, what they're doing is just so absurd, and I see these over and over again, and they're, the other part of it, like I say, is they have nothing to report, and then, like, well, this week, Johnny Depp is this... the new star of the week. Here's a guy that does kid movies, and he's joking about him being an actor assassinating the president.
Right.
You know, really, I mean, these people should be taken aside, but if nothing else, write to Disney and say, hey, ain't going to no more kid movies. He's in the Harry Potter being filmed, and I'm sure more Pirates of the Caribbean. Just say, hey, we're not taking the family to this. This is not family. You know, this guy is, got mental problems, you know. And so boycott Disney. That'll hit home pretty quick when nobody's going to their stupid movies.
Right. It would, Jim. It absolutely would. Well, we got plenty of major things going on in the world without worrying about an actor and what his prognostications are. He should just simply be visited by the Secret Service for an hour or two, and read the Riot Act for making a public statement of that nature, maybe that would get him to shut up and move on from there. It shouldn't be a major story, though.
Well, they could get Madonna and Kathy Griffin and now this Joker, and there's a whole laundry list. You know, and put them all in a room at the same time and say, look, there happens to be a law about this, about even mentioning this, and there's a reason for that. One is you incite other people to do it, and number two, that would, there's a certain sacrosanct of president and people in high office, and clearly that's gone out the window. You got a guy going to a baseball game and opens fire on Republicans.
Right. Well, all during the Obama years, the conservative commentators did not threaten the life of the president, did they, sir?
No. I mean, you would be called a racist, and oh my goodness, it would you couldn't go there. But now it's just like a fair game for anybody, and everybody just stands back. So it makes you wonder, what's the Secret Service doing these days? You know, they down at the donut shop with the D.C. police, or, I mean, what's going on?
Well, I'm sure they're kept busy with responding to these things as well they should. They have, you know, they have a mission statement to protect the president, and surely the people in charge of Secret Service are assigning agents to interview all these Hollywood people that are making these threats. That's what should be happening. I don't know if it is or not.
Well, the other thing, John, is when you look at this, you got to understand that these people, like the Kathy Griffiths, obviously there are people who thought that was funny and normal in the Hollywood circles. But these type of symbolism, you know, holding up a bloody head, and then for the TV networks to put this out on the air where the president's son saw it, and goes running to his mom, going, "Mom, I mean, can you imagine seeing your dad's? I mean, come on!
That is so inappropriate, so wrong." And there's a statement I've been making more frequently recently: are there adults in charge? They're acting like junior high school students doing that kind of thing, and these are supposed to be adults.
Right, but what I'm saying is that these people in private do things like this. They have, you know, ceremonies and whatever you call it. Devil worship is the best term, most common term. But these people live this life. So when Kathy Griffith does that, she thinks that's normal. I mean,
right.
There's no problem with this.
Well,
I mean,
she got smacked down pretty hard.
Where have we gotten to?
Right.
Well,
Kathy she got smacked down pretty hard, and she was shocked at the pushback. She thought she would be given accolades for what she did, and she was shocked at the pushback by normal people.
Well, yeah. What planet are you living on?
Right.
You know. Good grief. You know, and then for the media to put this out over and over again, it's like that should have been blocked. I mean, my information is blocked all over the internet. And I'm not holding up bloody heads or something. I'm simply putting out mathematics and science. You know, and if they don't like it, okay, well, just call me a goof then or whatever. But, you know, the problem with me is I'm hitting the nail right on the head and gaining audience all the time. There's very few people, John, that probably don't know you and me, at least in the that have a thinking brain in their head.
Well, Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii, where it's just after 3 a.m. Good morning, Dan.
Whoa, impressive.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to ask your guest a question, if possible, about Hawaii. Do you have any information on radioactivity either in the waters here around the islands or in the air?
You know, I don't. And I have been searching for real sources of information and have not been able to find them, and it's something I've been pursuing. You know, maybe not as diligently as I could, but I, like in all parts of the world, I have contacts. And I have not been able to get real data from Hawaii. So
I'm going to have to buy...
If you could facilitate something, believe me, that would be wonderful. Because
yeah, I should work on that. All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. Get some sleep.
Thank you.
3 o'clock in the morning.
He sounds awake. He sounds more awake
He sounds quite awake. Absolutely, yeah. He does. Quite awake. If you got a question or comment for Professor McKinney, give us a call at 800-313-9443. What the media is not reporting is the daily activities of the Trump administration, incrementally, bit by bit, piece by piece, step by step, taking apart the last, now not only the 8 years of Obama, but the several presidents before him, putting in place all these socialistic, harmful policies that have been harming American business and American people.
And, it is daily, and I do follow the full update written. It's really amazing. And, of course, they don't want to touch that because we call it the deep state, but the deep state is like the fourth branch of government. These are people actually employed in the government who have been there and who do a lot of illegal activities with the government as front. In fact, a lot of what they classify as secret is not secret. It's just hidden so that the public can't see what they're doing. And Tom Fitton over at the Judicial Watch is finding that out.
Yeah, well, Judicial Watch does a real good job, and they're politically neutral. They go after both parties, people from both parties, and their job is to uncover corruption and they do an excellent job of that.
Yeah, but in doing so, they're finding that the I saw a podcast, and he said the deep state's still there. He said they're blocking them at every pass, doing all kinds of things. And like all of this information for Loretta Lynch and Susan Rice, all was put and sent over to the Obama presidential library, which is closed to any access for a period of 5 years. And so, I mean, this is not the Obama library. This is everything in the Justice Department and every place else. These people are working overtime to cover their tracks.
It sounds like it. We got another caller here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to get this in last week, but I just couldn't get in time or whatever. And I'm not trying to derail your direction you're going, but the other gentleman kind of touched on it from Hawaii. At this point in time, with what's happened in Fukushima, is there anything we can do? I mean, we, meaning the planet. My God, it looks to me like that's the cancer that could destroy the Earth. And is there anything at this point we could do to stop it, in your opinion, Professor McKinney? And if they don't do anything, what's the prognosis there?
Oh, it's the prognosis is it's right on the ocean. This is not in the middle of, like we have Hanford up in Washington State leaking into the Columbia River, and nobody's doing anything. They're now blaming this on Trump, saying Trump is Trump's fault. No, this has been there since World War II, and everybody's ignored it. We have horrendous nuclear problems all over the United States. Biscayne Bay is the reactor leaking into the bay very bad. We have 104 nuclear power plants that are leaking. The San Onofre, they shut down. We don't know why they shut it down. Brand new power plant out in L.A., between L.A. and San Diego. I've been there. Big, big plant facility just shut down one day. But Fukushima is, here's what they could potentially do. Take neutron absorbers, start drilling down into there, and this is going to cost a lot of money because Japan waited way too long. It's now gone China syndrome. They have no idea what's down there. Robots cannot get down there, but what you have to do is you have to start putting neutron absorbers down in there to cool down the reaction, because the reaction's still going on down there. I mean, all the rods, everything is down there burning away, and so you have to put neutron absorbers to eventually stop the reaction and cool it down, but then you got this sludge of steel and radioactive material that's down deep in the ground now, but it's right by the ocean.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
And so this is the problem, and the initial blast was horrific because
has
they had
already melted through the original structure.
Oh yeah.
So deep into the earth do you think it could be?
Nobody knows.
Oh my God.
But it's right on the ocean. It's right smack there.
Right here. And they keep pumping seawater into it daily and letting it flow right back in the ocean, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's horrific, and Obama did nothing. In fact, they blocked European companies that were ready to go in there and shut it down. And
Japan or
well,
Obama?
Well, Japan was doing nothing. Obama literally blocked it from happening. And so, yeah, this is horrific. But
what was the pretense? What was the pretense that he used to block it?
Obama is, he's a, you know, I can't give you his train of thought if there was such a thing.
There was no publicly stated reason, Jim?
No. Okay. And the companies were public about going there just as they were for the BP oil spill, which happened under Obama's watch also. And he prevented companies from Europe from going in there and capping that and resolving that issue in the Gulf of Mexico, which resulted in extreme cold winters in Europe because it cut off the Gulf flow, the Gulf Stream into the Atlantic Ocean, which warmed those areas up there. Obama's, classified hold that him thought. As evil.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Gentlemen, we'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of June, visiting with Professor McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get back to our comments, tell people how they can listen to your two radio shows in the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. That's my weekly commercial-free show. And that is simulcast from WWCR. It also airs on satellite Friday night, 10 p.m., and Saturday morning, 3 a.m. It re-airs from WTWW Nashville. And there are many re-airings of that on the Western Hemisphere, Eastern Hemisphere on satellite. So all the ways to listen are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. Just scroll down to the central column. It's how to listen, all the different ways. And then my paid cast is also available. That's an extra hour each week of deep dive into scientific issues. This week's topic, back to Cosmos, the real story, and that will be ending in July. And so that'll be that's a very important set of paid casts. And you get all of that, including going back to last August, but all of that available on my webpage. The paid cast is $3.95 a month. if you can imagine that, for all of that content. So on the webpage, jmccsci.com. And, John, you have a link to my page.
I do.
On your page.
Absolutely, I do. Okay. Dan, are you still there?
Yeah, I had a couple other things I wanted to run by him real quick on the same topic.
Go ahead.
From what I understand, and I just picked this up, there's about 200 nuclear reactors in the United States that are, for the most part, outlive their expected life. And if what I understand is correct, all the future generations of this planet are going to have to guard that nuclear waste that's left over, those spent fuel rods, because they're still radioactive. And they're going to have to guard them for all practical purposes forever. Like the half-life is over 300,000 years or something. It's insane. Now, I could be wrong. If I am, please correct me. But wouldn't it be prudent? I'd rather live without electricity somehow, if it's possible, than to commit all the future generations of the planet to guard that garbage.
Look, we use way too much electricity. Nuclear only provides us with 17% of our electricity. I mean, we could all turn off lights or conserve on electricity, hold back on the electric cars a little, Elon Musk. Right now, they're burning coal or nuclear to charge electric cars, so the usage is going up dramatically.
Yep.
But we could cut out that whole nuclear fleet. Germany did it. Germany just, after Fukushima, Germany just shut down all their nuclear power plants. Just shut them all down. Said, we're not going to do any more of this. I mean, we could do that here, and all of these are leaking, all of them. Those underground pipes, the cooling systems, they're old. You cannot run this toxic material through pipes, and they have no way of testing them. I gave a show one time on what it would take to move nuclear waste into space, because some people suggested that. And the amount, the number of rockets, heavy lift rockets, the type that we have today, it would take tens of thousands of them to launch so that we could get this out and like send it out away from Earth where it would never come back. The expense is humongous. They are using nuclear warheads. They're decommissioning old nuclear warheads, Russia and the United States, to create the fuel rods that they're using today. These reactors were never meant to burn this level of fuel. And so when you get done using them, they still are hot, and they still have a long half-life, and you have to cool them. Remember in Missouri, the flooding, the Missouri River was flooding. Where was this, Kansas? There was a reactor, and they had to shut it down because of the flooding. And they were worried because all the spent fuel rods are sitting in casks around the reactor. And they thought, if one of these babies goes, look, it's going to pollute all the way down to New Orleans. All of that flood water would be polluted, you know, making all of that farmland basically unusable. No, this
Dan,
is insane.
Hold on, gentlemen. Hold on, Dan. Hold on, Jim. We got a break. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th day of June. How about that, the 28th day? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. At my website, you'll find our new project. People want a date. Jim and I talked about this for years. They want it. When's it going to happen? What's it? Well, the project is the field training exercise, USS Liberty field training exercise, December 31st, 2018. You get to pick your own it. How about that? So pick your own it. It could be World War III, EMP attack, violent earth changes, and get ready for it. You got 18 months. Also, my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner. This is my home business. I'm the guy, if you place an order, I pack them up and ship them, postal service, priority mail. If you buy a mattress pad, I'm the guy that reconfigures them and makes them suitable and compatible with the energy cleaner. And, of course, I use mine every night. I do. I use my energy cleaner every night. And I wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep, and you can also. How about that? Check it out. The energy cleaner at my website, only $285, shipping included. To American zip codes, I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We are visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page. And, Dan, you got one or two more comments, I believe, don't you?
Well, yeah, I've taken more time than I should have, maybe. But it seems to me like, and I would ask Professor McCanny this question, is this not the most critical thing that's happening on the planet? I mean, I know people are dying in these little wars and skirmishes and stuff, but that's by the thousands. This thing could affect millions of people, especially if it kills the Pacific Ocean. What can we do to bring this to the forefront of the world so that they can get in there and kick Japan's ass or whatever it takes and get it done?
Yeah, well, that's one of the major problems. Yellowstone is erupting now. That's another absolute major problem. Most people don't know the United States government, as early as 2004, was negotiating with South American countries like Argentina and Brazil to take refugees if Yellowstone blows up. I mean, it would clear out, I have a whole page on this, but we have to drain the lake at Yellowstone. We have to shut down nuclear power worldwide and stop burning high-grade bomb fuel as nuclear fuel for energy. Albert Einstein said to burn nuclear fuel to warm your coffee is a bad idea. That was his tongue-in-cheek way of saying this is not a good plan. And all of the is very predictable, everything that's happening, and the fact that the industry does not have the money to cure it, to decommission these plants. They don't have the money. They've been keeping money in a slush fund, and who knows, like most things, probably that money's been taken by somebody. But they don't have the money, so they, you know, it's like the cat that ate the canary. Nobody wants to talk about it. So, no, we can easily shut down nuclear power today. 17% of our electric power is easily wasted. We could cure that today, and then we're left with coal and natural gas. We could increase natural gas production, but get rid of nuclear. That is absolutely, I remember when I was in college back in the 60s, we had one of the professors there was very big on nuclear power. Oh, it's safe, it's the future of the world. And I'm like, wow, you know, no, this is not good stuff. It has one ending, and it's not good.
Well, gentlemen, I got a note here from one of my correspondents in England. He sent me a note with some links to monitoring stations for the radiation in Hawaii, and I'm forwarding that, Jim, to you and to you, Dan, and I'm pushing the go button right now. There it is.
But here's the problem, John. I don't believe them.
Well, it's a starting point, and our man in Hawaii will get his own equipment and do his own testing, and we'll see what the difference is, won't we?
Yeah, because in the U.S., the EPA shut down hundreds of air monitoring sensors because they were consistently extremely high, and that was after Fukushima. So, yeah, right. And that stuff comes in, it's invisible, you can't smell it or see it. You know, there's a lot of cover-up going on. We've caught them with the GOES satellites. These are publicly funded weather satellites, the GOES satellites, that take photos of the various hemispheres of the world. We've caught them fixing data where they subtract off the geoengineering data to show you the regular data. What would be there without the geoengineering? We've caught them doing this. So I don't trust anything that comes from so-called government-funded or publicly available sources. I don't trust any of it.
Another thing, Jim, we've seen for years is the Geological Survey earthquake reporting. Initially, it's robotic and gets reported in a robotic manner. And then the human beings change it and downgrade the earthquake when they get the data.
Yeah, I don't trust a shred of anything that comes out of the government-supported agencies. Just put it that way. And a lot of these people, too, don't see it. There's a whole level above them that gets the data before it's released to the next level. So by the time it gets down to you, it's blended and homogenized and regurgitated and, I don't know what else, pasteurized before you ever see it.
Absolutely. Is Dan gone?
No, I got one last comment, and I'll leave you guys alone. I thank you so much for your information and your expertise. It looks to me like that since your shows are on archives, John, that this particular show with Professor McCanny explaining it so clearly and how blatantly dangerous this is, it ought to be sent to every congressman and anybody that's got anything that could make a difference. They need to hear the facts. I mean, to me, it just looks like a cancer that we're ignoring, and it could kill the planet.
Yeah, I would bypass Congress pretty much. They've proven that they're in la-la land, and I would not expect anything to come out of Congress. The only guy on the planet that I would want to get this to is Trump. I mean, he's doing things, and he needs to get real advisors when it comes to these topics, not the people that are plants in the Atomic Energy Commission or these old hacks or the UN or any of these other sources, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I mean, that's just government agency. Talk about carryover from the Cold War. I mean, these people are, you know, still wearing baggy pants and skinny little ties from World War II. I ain't kidding you. You know, he's got to get real people in there with real advice and people that, you know, anybody in a government position is there for a paycheck.
And a retirement.
And a retirement. Right, they're not going to do anything.
Maybe enough of your listeners can send this to Trump and it'll wake him up. I appreciate
I hope so.
You. And I can tell.
Thank you for the call. That reminds me, Jim, when Ron Paul was a congressman, he had a coalition of about 20 U.S. congressmen who would actually vote the way the Constitution mandated they vote. Only 20 or so. There was give or take a few.
Yeah.
And that's pretty miserable. That's a tiny, tiny percentage of the men and women in Congress.
Well, if you see the news today, where are the Republicans? They're dominant in the House and the Congress. You don't hear from these people. They're in hiding. You know, they're all sitting back there waiting for something to happen. And Trump's the only guy that I know of that's really doing something in Washington. You know, and he's got these albatrosses around his neck, you know, from the Congress. These people are worthless. They're not doing anything. Where are they? You know, they're not visible. They should be out there. They're just allowing the mainstream media free reign. They should be out there every day showing what they're doing. They're not doing anything. So Trump is beset with this horrendous weight of dead weight in the Congress and in the House. Oh, my goodness. What a...
Right.
It's just disgusting.
Well, it is. Jim, we got another call here. We got Rose in Virginia. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, Mr. Moore and Professor McKinney. I just, you know, I have had a concern about Yellowstone because I know there's a remedy, but like, as always, you know, like it happened to Fukushima, according to Professor McKinney, if not correct me, you said that this situation would have been solved if they took action immediately. Now, this thing of Yellowstone, like you said, it could be empty and that lake, and be solved. I know you have mentioned that prior other times. But, you know, isn't this ironic? And I'm not being politically correct. You know, and I'm not trying to be against any nationality or any nation. But we do have, you know, and I'm not talking about the people. We do have money to send to the leadership of Israel, $38 billion, okay, for the Francis, because Israel is not a poor country, thanks to what we have given them. And, you know, isn't this ironic that we give them $38 billion and we cannot take care of our nuclear reactors and our infrastructure, infrastructures that we're supposed to be taking care of. You know, it troubles me. And like you said, you know, that the Congress is not, it's just like asleep. You know, this is time, you know, we're just wasting time attacking Trump, President Trump, because of this lie of Russia has been proven. Yesterday I heard of this woman that she comes from the New York Times, that lying, saying things are lies, you know, and just openly. And then, we're attacking false.
Okay, let Jim respond here, Rose. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem, because people are so political. They're so wrapped up in their little political world. But understand, we do not have good scientists in scientific roles in the top agencies. We don't have scientists who will stand up and say something because they're all worried about their paycheck. I never worked for the government. I've never signed a contract. I've worked in and around all kinds of government situations, you know, with presenting in the military. I've been inside Los Alamos. I've been at a lot of places. And I'll tell you, these people schlock around these government scientists, they're half there because they've sat in their office, they've collected a paycheck. They're little, timid, meek people. You're lucky to get two words out of them. Oh, yeah, and if they ask a question, I mean, that's monumental, let alone make a statement about anything. It's pathetic. You know, the scientists should be on the forefront, and that's the way it was in World War II and before. The scientists were on the forefront. A lot of them were in trouble with their governments because they were making statements. And now we got people like Neil deGrasse Tyson trying to state global warming as a scientific fact. You know, so, you know, and if he didn't do it, someone else would. No, we got big, big problems, and it comes back to science. We need scientists that say it like it is and are not politically motivated and that really understand science. How about that for a change?
Amen. If you allow me, you know, like I have always felt, we have to stop trying to help foreign countries, people that claim they're allies, but they're not necessarily, because I know that there are
We have to start at the biggest problems. I mean, if you're going to cure problems, you better start at the big ones. If you start at the intermediary problems, then the big problems don't go away. Fukushima is not going away. Sorry, it's not going to disappear. The BP oil spill, things like that. But Lake Yellowstone, has to be drained. And what you're going to do when you do that is you're going to relieve pressure on the dome that's building. But when that dome explodes, it's going to be a big lava flow.
Now, what can we do?
Not a
super
volcano.
Can we start marching?
I need to interrupt you here. The majority of foreign aid, almost all foreign aid, with the exception of those pallets of $100 bills that were shrink-wrapped and sent to Afghanistan, almost all foreign aid, a dollar never leaves the United States. The majority of foreign aid to Israel, for example, would be products, Caterpillar tractors, Ford trucks, corn, wheat, rice, soybeans, that is purchased from Americans. The products are shipped to Israel or Egypt or wherever they go, the tanks, the aircraft, and not a dollar leaves the country. That's what really happens with foreign aid, Rose.
Yeah, but still her point is we spend all of this money and we're not directing any of it to clean up the nuclear problem. That's her
point. Well, that's true also.
Exactly.
That's true also. Right. That's true also.
That's what is important, that we need to take care of our infrastructure. Instead of trying to help,
Rose, let me summarize here. Hopefully, Trump will get this. We have to go to Japan and start putting nuclear neutron absorbers down into that. And maybe in 10 years, we can get to the point where it's cooled down enough to where we can actually start doing something. The government of Japan has to stand aside. We have to drain the lake at Yellowstone. Those are top priorities. These are worldwide disasters. We have to shut down the entire United States nuclear fleet of reactors for commercial power. We have to do that today. And we have to transfer the usage of power off to coal. Most coal plants can increase power without a lot of problem. They're not at capacity. We have to increase natural gas power or other forms of petroleum power in places. And then as fast as possible, get the wing generator up to scale to where it can start taking over large sections of electricity production in the United States, especially where we use the majority of such a large amount of energy, and then broadcast this into the rest of the world. Those are top priorities. We have to stop decommissioning nuclear warheads for nuclear fuel, and we have to start finding a place to store nuclear fuel.
We have our last break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Thank you.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of June, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we had a caller just in the last hour letting me know that another Hollywood film has been found with a map of North America with new coastlines. That just happened in the last hour. And I hope to be getting that image soon. I'm not aware of anybody else involved in looking for these images. Are you, Jim?
No. You're the first on this one, I got to tell you. This is a very interesting search.
It is. It's fun. It's interesting. And continues to move forward. Got about 2 minutes here to, what's your topic going to be tomorrow evening on your two radio shows?
Well, I'm going to talk about Joyce Riley passing away this week a bit. I'm talking about tornadoes on the sun, the armed, that people should be armed if they go someplace for 4th of July, and the Baltimore police standing down during the raiding of that city, the violent. Then also the CIA now in Venezuela today flying a helicopter over, shooting at the public, staging shootings in public, trying to overthrow the government of Venezuela right now, and then trying to get the president to resign. But the CIA very heavily involved in Venezuela right now to try and take that country back for the bankers. That's the whole goal. The cyber attack on the world, and then I'll talk about Yellowstone, and then also the Chinese students in the United States have increased three times since 2008. We have now over 300,000 university Chinese students in the United States, most of them in graduate school, which means that those are 300,000 spots that our students cannot take. So I'll be talking about that and then some other my main science topic, which I have not defined yet.
Okay. Sounds like a full play as usual, Jim.
You asked, yeah.
A full play. Well, that's good. I encourage people to listen to your shows. All right. Well, the show is pretty much in the can here, Jim. I appreciate you being with us as always, and look forward to updates on any of these projects. I don't want to mention the project, but when you have updates on them, I know you'll give them to us.
And these major, on my webpage, I have 11 major earth-changing projects that we have to do. Fukushima and Yellowstone are two of them. Also, water harvesting from Greenland and Antarctica are very important. Water management on a world scale. And so, anyway, there's a lot that has to be done. These are top priorities, and they're very doable. But we just need people in high places who will take these and direct traffic instead of the military running around doing operations. They can be doing useful things such as harvesting water and directing traffic there.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be good. Well, pretty much out of time. Jim, thank you for being with us, and look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Thank you, John. Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. About to wrap up the first hour here. We're going to have open lines on the second hour. Stay tuned.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.